Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show coming up for you guys today on this Thursday. We got Hunter Brody standing by, going to get his thoughts on the big game in the Big Easy between the Eagles and the Chiefs. Also going to continue breaking down some of our favorite props for the Super Bowl. Look at Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts passing yards, the running backs, the receivers. Dive into a whole bunch of that. Continue talking college basketball on this Thursday. We'll start looking at some of the 4 seeds, 5 seeds, 6 seeds. Some of the teams I would maybe look at sleepers to make the Final Four come March. Also going to look at the NBA trade deadline. We had a bunch of big trades last night. Jimmy Butler going to Golden State. Brandon Ingram to Toronto. We'll look at some NBA futures. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, make sure you're following us at the BetMGM Network. You can follow us there on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send in any of your questions, any of your comments that you have for us. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Hunter Brody, who joins us. Give him a follow on X at Brodes81. Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philly. Also the founder of Brodes Media as well. Hunter, great having you back on the show, sir. We had you on to talk NFC Championship game with the Eagles and the Commanders. Now we are previewing the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs. You were confident going into the NFC title game against Washington. How do you feel going up against the Chiefs on Sunday?
No, confident as hell. This football team's here for a reason, and nobody can stop Saquon, and this defense is number one in the league for a reason. So to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I'm looking forward to it. Revenge factor from a couple years ago. Jalen's wired differently. You know that's eating him alive, so he gets a chance to slay the dragon after falling last time. I'm super excited, and I'm very confident in this group.
Yeah, it should be an awesome game. You bring up the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And I think what was surprising about the NFC title game, Hunter, was Philly threw the ball, I think, a lot more than a bunch of us were expecting, just because Jalen was dinged up going into that game. Saquon against that Washington run defense. But they threw it a lot, and they threw it very effectively. Do you see a similar game plan? With so much talk about Saquon and how the Chiefs are going to game plan for him and defend him, do you think that in the Super Bowl we're going to see more Jalen throwing than maybe what's anticipated?
It really depends on how Spags plays this. So I think teams are starting to realize if you stack the box, it actually doesn't help. because you can see Saquon, once he breaks free, now there's nobody in the secondary, and it's almost an automatic home run hit. So if teams start to play it differently, where they don't stack the box as much, and now, you know, there's different coverages in the passing game that may not be available if you were to stack the box, maybe just lean on Saquon, and you allow for him to run if they put two safeties high. So it really is, they just read and react based off of what Spags is going to do. Now, maybe if they'd want to look at some of the blitz packages that might be thrown their way, maybe Jalen can get the ball out quickly with the super quick throw, and that'll help out the passing game. But this is a read and react to the Spags. If Spags doesn't want to load the box because Saquon can break that too, then maybe it won't be as much passing as maybe we saw in the NFC Championship game. And yeah, man, that's the matchup, is Spags versus the offense and how he plays it.
Yeah, no question. How do you think, what would be the best way in your eyes, Hunter, to bet Saquon in this game, right? Because against Washington, he hit his longest rush. He scored multiple touchdowns, but he didn't go over his rushing yard prop. He didn't go over his rushing attempts prop. So how do you view this matchup against Kansas City? Do you like the rushing yards this time around? Do you like the rushing attempts? Would you just lay the juice with the anytime touchdown? Like, how would you bet props with Saquon in this game?
Yeah, the anytime touchdown one is definitely something I would absolutely lean into. But I'm also just a simple man, and I would just take the over with his rushing yards. Because, yeah, I was a little bummed because I did take the over in the NFC Championship game. But if this team is going to win, and I do feel comfortable saying that, look, they got a really good chance of doing it, it all comes down to his greatness. And, you know, I can see him having more carries. I can see him having some big numbers, 190, something along those lines in the running game. So, that's the way I would lean, is just anytime touchdown, which I love, and then, of course, the over in the rushing yards, because if they're going to win, he's going to have a monster performance.
Between A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, if you were to bet one of those three guys, and I said, who do you think has the biggest game between those three, who would you bet?
It's a good question. It could literally be any of them, which is amazing why I feel so strongly about this group. But I'll go AJ. And he's been talking about how earlier in the playoffs he wasn't 100%. Now, leading into the playoffs, he missed some practices and all, and we were like, oh, what's going on here? And he feels the NFC Championship game finally felt like himself again physically. Well, if that's what we're getting physically from AJ, and he's feeling good, and he had 2 weeks to prepare as well, I'll say A.J. Brown, just because, look, it wasn't very appealing in the passing game against Green Bay and against the Rams. But if he wasn't right and there's a correlation why, well, then there you go. And if we have a fresher A.J. Brown, he's definitely my choice out of the three.
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, Mahomes is probably going to end up winning Super Bowl MVP. If the Eagles win, Hunter, it's going to be interesting to see whether it's Barkley, whether it's Hurts, or maybe it's somebody else down the board. Saquon has shorter odds than Jalen, which you almost never see for this award, right? A running back being shorter odds than a quarterback. So if Philly does end up winning the Super Bowl, you think you would rather bet Saquon to win MVP or Jalen Hurts, or maybe would you bet somebody else?
I would go Saquon. I think that is one of the things where they say keep it simple, stupid. Is that like the standard saying people say? I would go with that. I would say Saquon is the move, because I just don't see a world where if they win, it's Saquon. And I love Jalen. I'm a Jalen Hurt. That doesn't mean he's not going to have awesome throws, big third down completions, maybe even a huge fourth and five, similar to what we saw against Washington. He's going to have to be a stud as well. But if they win and we're looking at Super Bowl MVPs, I think it's going to have to be because of number 26.
Yeah, he's plus 260 to win the award, Saquon is, and Jalen Hurts plus 350 if you like him to win Super
That's
Bowl MVP.
Pretty good. It's not as much as I thought it would be separating the two.
You like that symmetry? Saquon wears 26 plus 260 to win Super Bowl MVP. Maybe that's a sign, Hunter. Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, it's also his birthday and Cooper DeJean's birthday.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the other side of the ball. Kansas City, right? When you break down this matchup, they don't have the weapons that we're normally accustomed to. They've been playing now without Tyreek Hill for a couple of years. They lost Rashee Rice early on in the season. You still got to deal with Kelce, Worthy, Mahomes making plays back there. He can kind of spread it around to everybody. Who's the guy on Kansas City's side, besides obviously Mahomes, who's the guy that worries you on that offense?
Yeah, I mean, Worthy definitely has the speed for sure. So there's something there that you got to watch out for. But Travis Kelce, right? I mean, they still find ways. Now, they're not explosive plays the way they used to be. So they do it in their own, tiny little way, I guess, if you will. But I feel it's got to be... I don't want to pick the obvious with Kelce, but maybe it's Worthy. Like, if there's someone who has that play and you go, oh, man, that was a backbreaker. That was a killer. And it's not Mahomes or the obvious ones. I think Worthy can definitely sneak in there and do something with that speed that could make us want to pull our hair out on this side.
Regardless of what happens in the game, you think Sirianni's back in the good graces of Eagles fans? Obviously, with the way that the season ended last year, how it got off to a rocky start, but how they played ever since week four. You think regardless of what happens, like, Eagles fans are happy that that's their head coach?
The level-headed ones are, because I didn't like him early either, and then I realized this season that he has definitely transformed and figured out this CEO role. There's a portion of Eagles fans that still to this day, he does nothing, this and that, and they'll never be satisfied. So there's always going to be that outlier grouping of Sirianni haters. But the ones that have turned the corner, like myself, you know, you get the two Super Bowl appearances in 3 years. There's something to what you're doing when leading these men. So I would say majority, yes. There's always, unfortunately, going to be the dopes.
So we know you like the Eagles to win the game. What do you think the score prediction is for Super Bowl 59? What do you got?
So I got 31-28, and listen to this puppy, all right? You got Pat Mahomes with the football with 2 minutes to go down three. And here he goes driving down the field, couple of first downs. Everyone's thinking, here we go again. The defense makes a play. Defense with another strip sack. Maybe it's BG again. Maybe it's Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter. But everyone's going to get that feel of here we go again. But the defense steps up. The number one defense forces a turnover to solidify the Super Bowl.
There you go. 31-28 Eagles. He's Hunter Brody. Give him a follow on X at Brodes81. Make sure you check him out. 94 WIP Sports Radio in Philadelphia and the founder of Brodes Media as well. Kind enough to join us here on Send It In. Hunter, enjoy the game on Sunday, sir. Good luck to your birds, and we'll catch up again soon, man. All the best to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Let's look at some of the props for the big game that we have in Super Bowl 59. Passing yards discrepancy is a big one between Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Hurts' passing prop is only at 212.5. Mahomes is at 250.5. If I had to choose between the two, which one I'd rather take, I'd rather go with Jalen Hurts over 212.5. As I was kind of asking and talking about with Hunter, as I've been talking about throughout the week, I think Philadelphia is going to throw the ball more in this game than kind of we all expect. Jalen played really good in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He played really good in the NFC title game 2 years ago. The moment isn't too big for Jalen Hurts. And with so much focus on Saquon, I think Kellen Moore and the Eagles understand that they're going to have some opportunities to make some plays in the pass game. So if I had to bet Hurts over passing yards or Mahomes, I'm going over passing yards for Jalen Hurts. Kareem Hunt's rushing yards is at 43.5. Saquon Barkley's is now up to 112.5. It just got bet again this morning. If I had to bet one of the two overs, I'd probably go Kareem Hunt. I honestly like the under on both of these guys. 112, though, is a lot, man, especially in the Super Bowl. Only one running back has gone over 100 yards in the last 10 Super Bowls, and that was Damian Williams of the Kansas City Chiefs. Saquon's a monster. We know that. And he can break off a 50, 60-yard run on any given play, but the Chiefs just don't give up big runs. They just don't. We've been talking about that essentially the last 2 weeks. So I like the under on Saquon. If I had to take an over on one of these guys, it'd be over 43.5 for Kareem Hunt. And we got A.J. Brown, 70.5 receiving yards, or Travis Kelce at 60.5. Which guy would I rather take? Kind of lean over on both of them. I'd probably go over on Kelce, though, if I had to choose. Zach Ertz had a monster game against Philadelphia in the NFC title game. The Eagles' secondary is so solid, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do against Kansas City. Do they put Quinyon Mitchell on Kelce? Do they put him on Worthy? Do they put Darius Slay on Kelce? Like, what do they do with Kelce? Only had two catches against Buffalo. I would expect him to be much more involved on Sunday, so I like Travis Kelce over 60.5 receiving yards. Devontae Smith, 50.5 receiving yards, or Xavier Worthy at 53.5. If I had to choose, I would definitely go Devontae Smith over 50.5 for sure. Devontae Smith is my guy. I bet him in just about every market. Over longest reception, anytime touchdown, over receiving yards, alternate receiving yards. Devontae Smith in his career against Kansas City has played them very well. And in the Super Bowl, 7 catches for 100 yards 2 years ago. Both times he played in the national championship game in Alabama, he had incredible games too. Over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns against Ohio State. He caught the game-winning touchdown in overtime against Georgia on 2nd and 26 from Tua. So Devontae is a big game player, and I expect another great performance from him. So I like his over receiving yards as opposed to Xavier Worthy. Then we got Dallas Goedert or Hollywood Brown. A lot of people like Dallas Goedert this week because Kansas City does struggle against tight ends. This actually opened at 45.5. Now it's up to 50.5. Then you have Hollywood, who's at 42.5. We've all kind of been waiting for Hollywood to have kind of that impact game for Kansas City since coming back from injury. I think this game is his best chance to do it, right? With Mitchell, Quinyon Mitchell likely being on Xavier Worthy should give some opportunities for Hollywood to potentially make some plays against Darius Slay, Cooper DeJean, whoever it may be. So I would rather go Hollywood over 42.5 receiving yards than I would rather take Goddard's over receiving yards. Then we got Saquon 2 or more touchdowns at plus 275 or Travis Kelce anytime touchdown at plus 125. I'd rather go Kelce at the plus 125. I think Saquon finds the end zone. It's tough though to score rushing touchdowns on Kansas City, and anytime you get inside the 3, you always got to worry about Jalen taking away the touchdowns from Saquon with the tush push. So rather go Kelce to score 1 at plus 125 than Saquon to score 2. Kicking props. We got Jake Elliott at 6.5 kicking points or Harrison Butker at 7.5 kicking points. I'd rather take the over on Butker kicker points just because I think Philadelphia has way more incentive to be aggressive in this game. And we saw Sirianni be aggressive in the NFC title game. Philly is way more inclined to go for it if it's 4th and short just because of how good their short yardage is. Elliott, even though he's been great his entire career in the postseason, he missed a kick. He's missed a couple kicks in the playoffs, and he just hasn't been great this season at all for Philadelphia. So I would more lean towards Kansas City being the more conservative team, kicking more field goals. I would rather go over the kicking points for Butker rather than Elliott. And then we have Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown at minus 115, Kareem Hunt at plus 140. I'd rather go with Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown again because of the tush push. A.J. Brown plus 170 or Xavier Worthy at plus 155. Who would I take between those guys? I'd rather take A.J. Brown. The Chiefs find so many creative ways to get Xavier Worthy the ball, especially if they're in the red zone. But I think A.J. Brown is due for a touchdown at some point. I think especially when they get in the red area, if Jalen Hurts sees a one-on-one, he's going to A.J. So I would look at him at plus 170. And then Devontae Smith plus 250 or Isaiah Pacheco at plus 260 again. Love Devontae Smith. Think he's going to have a massive game on Sunday. So I would rather go with him over Pacheco. All right, let's talk some college hoops here on Send It In. Getting a question, though, from David Blywest on Twitch. Can you explain why we are not seeing rushing props for Kenneth Gainwell? Gainwell was in concussion protocol to start the week, limited in practice, David. So I think they're just waiting to see what Gainwell's status is before they drop props. That would be probably my best guess. But it is going to be interesting to see if he does play, what his props end up being. There could be some good value on Gainwell. With all this talk about Saquon, especially if it's like 5.5 rushing yards, maybe receiving props for Gainwell, that could be a good look on him. As for college basketball, right now, looking at bracket matrix, the projected 4 seeds for the tournaments right now would be Kentucky, Wisconsin, Texas Tech, and Arizona. Those would be our 4 seeds. And to be honest with you guys, I really don't like any of these teams outside of probably Texas Tech. Kentucky is a complete fade in the tournament. They got upset by Oakland last year in the first round. They might get upset again this year in the first round. They are exactly the kind of team that we're looking to fade in March because of how great their offense is, but how terrible their defense is. Because of how great their offense is, everybody's going to want to bet them because of how excited they are, but their defense is no good. So you got to fade Kentucky in the first round. Then we got Wisconsin, who played a pretty good non-conference schedule. They beat Arizona. They beat UCF. They beat Pittsburgh. All 3 of those teams, Arizona certainly is going to be in the tournament. Pitt and UCF potentially. But Wisconsin's just too up and down for me. They really do it by committee. They have a good, solid team with some good depth, but they just don't have a superstar. And the problem with Wisconsin is they can't beat anybody better than them. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, but I don't see them beating any three seeds, any two seeds. So maybe Wisconsin's ceiling is making it to the Sweet 16, but I don't see them getting any higher than that. Then we have Texas Tech, who I'm a big fan of. I think Texas Tech has a chance to go on a deep run. This is a team that just upset Houston on Saturday. Their head coach got ejected within the first 4 minutes. Their best player got ejected in the first 4 minutes as well. They still go on the road and beat Houston. They got a nice 1-2-3 punch with McMillan and Williams and Toppin. They can score. And if Texas Tech, if they're consistent throughout the tournament scoring, they could be a dangerous team. Arizona's an interesting team to handicap because the Wildcats early on in the season were terrible. They were 4-5 to start the year. Then they've gone 12-1 in their last 13 games. And now here they are, a lot of people projecting them to be either a 4 seed or a 5 seed. I still don't want to trust Arizona. Tommy Lloyd has not been a great tournament coach early on in his career. And Caleb Love is just like, he's the epitome of a roller coaster. You get everything with him, the Caleb Love experience. So I don't want any part of Arizona. I don't want any part of Caleb Love. Texas Tech's the only 4 seed that I would look at. The 5 seeds are also interesting. You got Illinois, Ole Miss, Oregon, and Missouri. Illinois is, they're either going to get bounced in the first round or they could go all the way to the Final Four. That's kind of the variance that you get with the Illini. Extremely talented team. Right now, they're going through a little bit of a rut. They were great to start the season. Now they're hitting a slide. They've lost 5 of their last 8 games. They've lost their last three road games. So we'll see if the Illini can flip the script here heading into March. But right now, I would fade Illinois. Ole Miss and Missouri, two teams out of the SEC that I really like. Depending on their draw, I could see either of these teams going to the Final Four. We seem to forget that Chris Beard's one of the best coaches in college basketball. He's coaching Ole Miss. They got a really good defensive team, and they're a streaky offensive team, which I always like in March. If you got a great defensive team, you can always count on that. And then if you just happen to have a team that gets hot at the right time and hits threes, which Ole Miss has the capability of doing, they could be a tough out. And then Missouri. I really like this team. Defense needs to get a little bit better, but man, offensively, they can really shoot. Last year, we had Jack Golke for Oakland, who was the star of the tournament. He had 10 threes against Kentucky. Caleb Grill on Missouri is the closest thing that we have to Golke this season. He's got the greenest of green lights. He can shoot it from everywhere. Missouri's offense is really fun. They're really tough to guard. I like them as a 5 seed. And then Oregon is a team that had a great non-conference, really struggled here in Big Ten play. Maybe it's just due to the time change that they've had to deal with, kind of the schedule going all over the country, style of play, whatever it may be. Oregon has not been the same team that we saw in the non-con, but Dana Altman's a really good tournament coach. I expect them to figure it out. And then finally, some 6 seeds, Michigan, Memphis, St. John's, Mississippi State, the projected 6 seeds right now. Memphis is a team that had an incredible non-conference schedule. They beat Missouri, UConn, Michigan State, Clemson, and Ole Miss. That's a team that I would keep an eye on come March. St. John's they have a great defense. They have a great head coach in Rick Pitino. Their offense is no good, though. To me, St. John's isn't a team I would place the future on. It's all dependent on matchups. Mississippi State is very much like Wisconsin. They beat everybody that they're supposed to beat. They can't beat any of the big boys. They played 6 ranked SEC teams already this season. Mississippi State's only beaten one of them. They're 1-5. Their only win was an overtime to Ole Miss. So don't like any of those teams. In Michigan, same kind of thing. I'm just really not high on the Big Ten this year. So even though I think Michigan might be the best team in that league, more and more that I watch them, they're really going to need their guards to play well if they want to do anything in March. All right, let's talk some NBA trade deadline here on Send It In. Go a little off the glass. We've obviously had some big news last night, over the last couple days, with Luka and Anthony Davis. So last night, we got Brandon Ingram traded to Toronto. We had Mark Williams traded to the Lakers. We had Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks. A lot going on. You look at some of these teams, we'll start with the Milwaukee Bucks, right? They trade Middleton away to Washington. They go with Kyle Kuzma. I don't really understand this trade all that much for Milwaukee. I don't know if Kuzma is that much of an upgrade for Chris Middleton. I look at the Bucks win total, and it's at 46.5. They need to go 20-13 to cash that over with 33 games left. I really like that under from Milwaukee with Giannis and Dame and now Kyle Kuzma trying to get integrated in that offense. Kuzma goes from being one of the top options on Washington to being the third option at best on Milwaukee. Don't really like this fit, especially for the regular season, so I would go under the win total on Milwaukee. Then you have the Warriors going after Jimmy Butler. Right now, Golden State's current win total is at 42.5. They would need to go 18-14 the rest of the way to hit that over. Would kind of look at an under there. They got the 10th easiest schedule remaining, but I just don't love the makeup of this team. They're 25-25 right now. They're plus 180 to make the playoffs. I don't think Golden State's going to make the playoffs, so I would not take that plus money. The team I would take plus money on is the San Antonio Spurs, who traded for De'Aaron Fox a couple days ago. They're plus 350 to make it. I think the Spurs are starting to get hot a little bit right now. Wemby's obviously incredible. I think the De'Aaron Fox fit is going to be awesome. It's great they didn't have to give up Stephon Castle or Devin Vassell, so I kind of like the Spurs here to turn it on in the second half of the season. And then we got the Miami Heat. Their over-under is sitting at 43.5. They would have to go 19-14 the rest of the way to go over that total. No more Jimmy Butler, and I think that's going to be a really good thing for Miami. They needed to get that distraction out of there. They get Andrew Wiggins in return. The Heat have been playing without Butler for a while, so they kind of know how to work around him. They know what roles guys need to excel in, but not having that distraction anymore in a weaker Eastern Conference, I think it's going to be big for Miami. So I actually like their over 43.5 win total for the Miami Heat. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Thursday. Odyssey Sports betting writer and BetMGM Network host for us right here on the network. Lucy, what are some of your favorite bets that you have for us tonight?
Yes, hello, PJ. I have two bets in the NHL tonight. My NHL bets have been hitting, so I am keeping this going with two bets tonight. Devils money line. This is minus 110 against the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights have lost their last four games in general, but also their last three on the road and six of their last seven on the road as well. Not been so hot on the road. And at home, the Devils have won their last two and four of their last six, and they are 15-6-6 at home. So that's pretty good. I'm taking Devils money line. Minus 110, and then Capitals money line. I am taking the Caps once again, minus 160 against the Flyers. Capitals have won five of their last seven on the road, and the Flyers have not only lost their last four games, they've only scored two goals in those last four games. So they are also coming off of a loss at home. Capitals coming off of a win. So those are my two bets for tonight, Devils money line and Capitals money line.
Very good. Lucy, obviously got the NBA trade deadline today. We had a massive trade over the weekend with Luka and Anthony Davis. Lakers have the third best odds to win the Western Conference. You think the Lakers are going to get to the NBA Finals now with Luka and LeBron and face off against your Celtics?
Yes, well, I think more so now than I did before this trade. This trade now, I thought, oh, this Lakers now should be taken more seriously. This is better than I thought it would be for the Lakers. Luka, this is the thing with the Luka trade. He's not that fat. Like, at the discourse about his weight and why that is the problem is nuts. So he's not the Pablo Sandoval of the NBA. So I think the Lakers have a really good shot here. He's not a bad player. What are we doing? So Lakers Celtics could possibly be. So if you like Lakers Celtics matchup for the finals, plus 1200. For that. So I would take that. I don't hate that at all. I would take Lakers Celtics for the finals, actually.
They're saying that he could make his debut on Saturday, Lucy. So could be exciting to see Luka in his Lakers
Slim
debut.
Down.
Slim down. He sure did. I'm with you. 270 looks more like 220, you know, than 270 to me. What about Pete? 100%. What about Pete Alonso, Lucy? We had that news break yesterday. He's re-signing with the Mets, so they get Juan Soto. They get Pete Alonso back after making it to the NLCS last year. What do you make of Pete Alonso returning to Queens?
Yeah, this is very exciting, PJ, and this is kind of what I thought would happen. As soon as I saw Steve Cohen try to make it a negotiation tactic by saying, oh, we'd be fine without him, I thought, no, he's going to sign with the Mets. That's just how it's going to be. So now I really like their win total over for the season, 91.5 for the Mets. I am taking the over on that. Very happy that Pete Alonso is staying, so they get the polar bear and Juan Soto. So I like this very much for the Mets.
fifth best odds right now to win the World Series, the New York Mets. Should be an exciting season for them. Lucy, we're going to have you on the show tomorrow. Excited to talk a bunch of Super Bowl with you. But before we let you go, just give us one bet that you like for the Super Bowl in about 30 seconds.
Yes, well, this bet is the Gatorade color of the Gatorade poured on the winning coach of the Super Bowl. So I am taking the Chiefs to win. That's my, I guess, my one bet, Chiefs money line, but the color, purple, of the Gatorade, plus 225. It is the favorite. It is the color the Chiefs have used the past 2 years. So superstition could come into play here. Purple for the Gatorade color.
There you go. Lucy Burge, Odyssey sports betting writer, BetMGM network host. Give her a follow on X, on Instagram as well, joining us here on Send In. Lucy, always great to see you. We'll talk again tomorrow, previewing the big game. Look forward to it.
Thanks, PJ. I'll talk to you then.
You got it. BetMGM time now, guys. The big game is finally here. Grab this big game boost pack from BetMGM. You'll have three ways to boost your odds on any big game bet. The boost pack contains an odds boost token, a short game parlay boost token, a live odds boost token. Activate one of your boost tokens for any big game bet. You'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get ready for kickoff with the Sportsbook Born in Vegas. All right, we got about 30 seconds or so till we wrap up the show. Time to give out our favorite plays of the day. We'll start with my prop lock for today in the Super Bowl. Harrison Bucker over 7.5 kicking points. I really like that one. I think he's going to have a couple field goals in this game, couple extra points. I think he gets us about 8, so 7.5 is a good number. I like the over there for Bucker over 7.5 kicking points. Dog of the day. We're going to college basketball. This is a degenerate special right here. You got Chicago State and Mercyhurst. Where is Mercyhurst? I have no idea. But what I do know is that they're laying 1.5 points to a team that's 3-20. We're taking Chicago State tonight. God bless us. +1.5. And then finally, our best bet is going to be Ohio State -1.5 against Maryland. If you guys watch the show, you know we love this spot. Terps have been red hot. They're finally ranked. They're going on the road. They're underdogs to an unranked team. Give me the Buckeyes, -1.5 tonight against the Terps. Thanks again to Hunter Brody, Lucy Burge for joining us today on the show. We wrap up Super Bowl preview tomorrow. We'll see you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.